Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, first, this afternoon, AIB has announced plans to cut its workforce by 1,500 people by 2023. A number of branches will also be merged across the country. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Richard Curran, presenter of The Business on RTE and also independent newspapers columnist. Richard, this isn't a surprise as such because they did announce these plans before, but it was paused because of COVID, wasn't it?
It was, Sarah, yeah. So in that sense, it isn't a big surprise. But they had signalled that they were going to look to reduce by 1,500. They announced that previously. COVID came along and what it meant that the timing for something like that was wrong. However, COVID is likely to cost the bank and all the other banks quite a bit of money, whether it's through the payment breaks they introduced. And then also they have an expectation that there will be a lot of bad debts, basically, and defaults on loans. So, for example, AIB would have set aside about 1.1 or 1.2 billion as to what it expects would be the possibility of bad loans. And that's not unusual. Bank of Ireland set aside about 1.1 to 1.3 as well. So it's all sort of coming as bad news in a banking sector that is actually under an awful lot of pressure. More and more people are using bank services digitally. There's more competition from financial payments companies. And if you look at where banks really earn their money, they earn their money by lending out money. And we're seeing that more and more people are saving. Even businesses aren't really that keen to borrow money in the current climate. And then the other big one is really mortgages. So they would have put a lot of hope in growth in the mortgage market. And the mortgage market has been growing as property has recovered from the crash. But again, even in that one, we've seen, you know, fewer, not as many houses built at the same rate that we would have liked and would have needed. So maybe even the mortgage market isn't delivering for them quite as much as they would have wanted.
In terms of the redundancies that they're seeking at the moment, it's voluntary redundancies that they're looking for. Do you think it's likely to remain that way, or will it be more forced redundancies into the future?
Yeah, it'll ultimately depend on what is on offer and what sort of package and what the views are. They said that they hope to get to 1,500 reduction over the next few years, and they're going to activate the voluntary redundancy program again early in the new year, having put it on pause. But they're also talking about retirements and people just naturally leaving anyway, not being replaced. Now, again, there's a big push away from traditional branch banking and into digital. So they've said that they expect to hire maybe up to 400 people in new areas like things around digital banking and that sort of thing. But I don't think, if you look at Bank of Ireland, for example, they were looking to reduce the headcount by about 1,400. And they had a voluntary redundancy program and they got 2,000 applications for it. So they ended up doing a 1,700 reduction instead of the original 1,400. So it sort of depends on package that's on offer and how people within the bank view it ultimately. But we know the Financial Services Union have said they're not happy about the timing. They don't feel that reactivating this jobs program now, it is an appropriate time to do it, because we are still in a financial crisis. There are still a lot of uncertainties and challenges out there for people.
I mentioned as well that a number of branches are going to be merged across the country. So, for example, the branch on Patrick Street in Cork is going to move to South Mall. The Earth Square branch in Galway will merge with the Lynch's Castle in Galway. Westmoreland Street is moving to Dame Street. Lots of mergers going on around in the urban areas around the country. Is that because there's just a lot of us now doing our banking on the phone? We're not using the branches?
Yeah, I think it is. And to be honest, banks themselves would probably like the idea, if they could, of having fewer branches. And if anything, fewer people going into branches because of COVID may have accelerated that process. So they've put out some figures saying, for example, that they've seen a 27% increase in digital daily usage among the over 65s, because there's a very high digital usage among their younger customer base. And it's the older customer base who are used to going into the bank branch that it's particularly challenging. If you close bank branches too quickly, what outlet do those people have? So they would be encouraged, actually, by seeing an increase in the over 65s using the online services, because in a way it allows them to start to reduce branch numbers. And other banks have all been in the same boat, and many of them would have culled a lot of branches in recent years anyway.
Just finally then, Richard, it's not just the banking landscape that's changing. We saw yesterday the British fashion group Arcadia, that's behind the high street shop Topshop, they've gone into administration, and it's just the latest in a string of retailers to go, isn't it? We're seeing big changes on the high street.
Yeah, very much so. And Arcadia had its own distinctive problems as to how they didn't embrace the change. They didn't invest in online. They made their own mistakes along the way. But having said that, they're not likely to be the only ones. And I think with the reopening that we're seeing now coming out of lockdown, a lot of retailers will want to try and salvage whatever they can out of Christmas. And they will need to take stock of their finances and their business and where they're at in the new year. So I'm afraid I think we may well see more job losses in the first half of 2021.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Richard Curran, presenter of The Business on RTÉ and also independent newspapers columnist.